to Fierce Dancing. Yay. I always nearly forget the name. Yeah. This is terrible. So how's everyone doing?
Yeah, I'm good, enjoying the sunshine.
Summer has finally arrived. Yeah. So today we're just going to have a brief chat, because some of our chats can be a bit intense, about local issues. You know, what are they? Do we have solutions? Do we even have an idea what they all are? Because there may be so many, or maybe not that many. Who wants to kick it off? What's your major local issues? local issues, Zainab.
I don't have a major one. Maybe a few, but I'm in the glorified chat, WhatsApp chat with other local residents, and something that came up the other week was just facilities for young people. We hear it all the time, but I think, you know, a disgruntled member of the public had their house sort of like knocked down, gingered, that game, you know, when you like knock on someone's door, ring the bell and run away, which we all did as kids, come on. But yeah, I hear it, you know, it's not great. And so, yeah, the conversation was started about, well, there's, you know, what are the young people going to do over the summer? Because there's nothing to do. But, you know, I was very like, I was like, oh, opportunity. I'm going to share an event that young people can go to. And yeah, so I mean, but it just shows, you know, during a long period like the summer holidays or half term, yeah, where do our young people go?
I have an answer. Well, you know, you could go to our social media, and if you look at who follows us on Instagram, all of those groups have got something or other happening. Like Barking and Dagenham Youth Dance, they got a program going on this summer. God, there's quite a few, but I can't name them all off the top of my head. But yeah, that's a good place to start. Just, and also, like, if you search hashtag Barking and Dagenham on Instagram, you can see quite a lot of groups' activities. So that's a good start. Any other ideas, Matt?
Yeah, so I'll, local issues. So I'm going to give a very Matt take on this. You can tell me if I fulfill that expectation, which is... well, also because I'm of the six or so of us now, I'm not the local resident. So, but Thames Life, when it was thought of and created, was about a community-led response to all the regeneration and stuff. See where I'm going? And so what I was thinking of was like the issue of empowerment and the need for more social events and parties. Yeah. So sort of building on that, I mean, I remember we had Michael Ball from Just Space came and talked to one of our regular kind of planning forums. And I think what it looked like was the distribution of power and how empowered people are to affect things is really stark in Barking and Dagenham. That was the general sense of it. For example, we got something like the lowest rate of engagement in planning, you know, and it's like how challenging, or, you know, like planning is not necessarily the most interesting thing that people gravitate towards, but actually it's changing everything, all the cranes on the skyline and all that sort of thing. So there's something about the gap in terms of who has power. And then also sort of, again, conversations we've had quite a lot together is how do we uplift people so that people are feeling good? So hence the need for, you know, parties, art, entertainment, all of that kind of thing, because it kind of unleashes the sort of creativity that people have. And then off the back of that, other things can happen, kind of thing. So, yeah, that's my thing.
Do you think that people are just too fed up to bother or tired dealing with some of this stuff? Like, I know, as you say, to uplift people, but sometimes we're just tired.
Yeah, I think that's the tactic, you know, in a way. It's like, make it really boring, really dull, and and people will stay clear of it. And right, then stuff gets done, you know, the world being run by people that turn up to meetings, you know, not another meeting kind of thing. But so there is that. But I think everyone's got the right to go at their own pace, haven't they? So for most people, it will be a bit of a stretch to do things, but you don't need everyone to do it all at once. You know, you have these kind of early adopters, and you know, people's self-interest may be that they want to come and see their GP, for example, but off the back of that, they have conversations they didn't expect to have, and then something else happens. So, yeah.
Vish, do you have anything to add?
More often than not, I have a conversation with a younger Emmanuel, Emmanuel Orieni, and his local issue is that there's no space for him to play his drums. In the local area, there's absolutely nowhere where you can really enjoy practicing live music or even arts for that matter. So, the issue is that we need some more space, particularly just for those activities, which currently don't exist.
Do you have any ideas about solutions?
Do I have any ideas about solutions? Yeah, I got plenty of ideas. It's the mechanisms to make them reality that's the difficult part.
How do you think residents can be involved in triggering those mechanisms?
Residents are already triggering those mechanisms. They are fully partaking in the efforts that's needed. And it's only a matter of time until residents get what they really want out of the space. Because if someone like Emmanuel is asking for it, then it's bound to become a reality.
Yeah, I wish I could remember the quote. I read something over the weekend and it was about, you know, if it's not a reality, the fact that you are pushing for it will make it a reality. Like, I must remember how that was so badly said, but it's something along those lines.
I like that.
And I just thought it was really optimistic, but also there was some backstory that made me know that this is definitely a real thing. Mm. So we just have to try. And support each other on that journey. I think Kevin asked myself, Matt and Vish that in a recent meeting, kind of how do you carry on and carry the weight of that burden of maybe sometimes being the bearer of the bad news of the reality of the situation? And you just have to, like, you just carry on and you rely on the support of others around you, knowing that they most likely, even though they may not understand it yet, they will come to understand that the reason you are pushing or telling them the truth or the reality of it is for the good in the long run. So yeah, that's just my 2p. local issues. Oh God. Like,
I mean, I was going to say, like, spaces for, you know, Emmanuel doing the drumming.
Yeah.
It's just like, give us some meanwhile space, please.
Yeah,
friendly developer out there, whatever, council,
with the roof,
you know, spaces are there and they can be free. Yeah. Lots of people have got experience in running their own business or, you know, all of that. Mm. So at a time when so much space is being monetized, but also there's plenty of empty space, you know, let's just open it up. You know, everyone every day had their choice of, you know, half a dozen spaces across the borough. So, you know, we'd like to see a bit more of that, please.
And when you invest in the young people that live here, they'll stay and they'll raise their families here, and that will bring more money to the area if you're looking at it from a business perspective. You know, invest in your young people and it will happen. But yeah, I guess sometimes it's hard for people to look at things long term when they're in certain positions, I guess. Yeah, anything else to add, guys? It gets a bit morbid because you're talking about problems.
Litter is a really big issue in the area.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just too much. Litter. But not just litter. What is it called again?
Fly tipping.
Fly tipping, that's right, yeah.
That's the buzzword.
Why does that keep happening here?
Is that across London or is that just more here?
I don't know. Yeah, you're local, but South East London, we have it as well.
Okay. Yeah, but is it like most of my adult life has been in this borough, so I can't remember as a kid what it was like in South London, but I don't remember it being that bad.
No, Neither do I. Yeah. It's only here where I've seen bathtubs and
bathtubs and motorbikes, washing machines in ponds. Like, why? Just take it somewhere else. I swear, White Good Collection is free some places.
But yeah, I feel like you said there's loads of there's loads of like issues, but there's also lots of good and we're. It's nice that, you know, the more we come together as a community at these events, like we just see how entrepreneurial, how giving the local people are here. And it's about like getting money to tap into that. Like, I mean, people will do stuff for free, but how much more sustainable it could be having, you know, people backed to do what they do
best.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to share this with you guys. So Maff, the kind of founder of Camarados that came to do the public living room in our homeless drop-in clinic, it took place in the learning center in the town. When he left, he said, you know, he's been all over the UK doing this and obviously in other countries as well, but mainly UK. And he was just like, I really like barking people. Like they are seriously positive people. Like, despite the situation of, you know, the struggle in this borough and the poorness of people's health based on the fact that there are not certain services available or there just isn't enough support, you know, available. He was like, everyone was so helpful and so nice and just, he said, the energy is so good from people that work in the voluntary sector. They just wanted to help. And then residents, they were just so positive and so friendly. And he's just like, I haven't seen that like that in this kind of suffering, like for a while. And it was just like, he really went on about it. And I was like, ooh, you know, it's true, actually. People are super resilient, but that can only last for so long. And it will go in waves, you know, if you don't get enough support. So, yeah, it was just really lovely to hear that.
I think that's nice to end on.
Yeah. All right. We will see you next week. And don't forget, please send us your questions or if you want to come and talk about anything that's important to you, please let Zainab know. Drop us a message on Instagram and we will definitely book you in. All right. Bye.